presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil were forced from Bhutan's hut where they were holding Bhutan prisoner when the natives under Gunha smoked them out. They ran into the jungle, hoping to circle back and take Bhutan's men by surprise. But before they could carry out their plan, Bhutan was rescued by his natives. A short time later, Bhutan discovered that Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie had also escaped during the battle. He immediately realized that his position was desperate, that Kolo had probably reached the authorities, and that four armed people were free in the jungle. Alarmed and angered, Bhutan issued orders that all must be captured, telling Gunha that if he failed, he would die. Then he started to break camp, preparing to leave for China immediately. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Big Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. It is shortly after dawn as Myra Trent, Peter Hawkins, and his son Ronnie lie at the edge of the jungle watching Bhutan's camp.
Have you seen anyone yet, Ronnie?
Only one or two of the natives, Father.
Yeah.
They're back by their huts.
The camp seems deserted. There hasn't been anyone around since Gunha and the natives went into the jungle before the sun came up.
You're right about that, Miss Trent. But there's at least one or two men with Bhutan. I saw them go in. Oh, I blooming well would like to know what's going on in there.
I think I can guess, Father.
Yeah.
We haven't seen either Jungle Jim Bradley or Shanghai Lil.
Oh, you don't think that anything has happened to them, do you, Ronnie?
No, Myra. I think they've escaped. That would account for the fact that Gunha and a party of natives have gone into the jungle. Bhutan has sent them out to search.
I've been thinking the same thing, lad. Jim and Misty Breel were driven out of that hut by smoke last night, but they escaped.
Then we ought to go to Jim's cave. I think I can find it. And he and Mr. Veal may be waiting.
No, I think we'd better stay here. Something will happen. And it may give us the chance we've been waiting for.
Father, I've been thinking, yeah. You and I could rush Bhutan's hut. We're both armed now, and we know that there are only a few natives around.
Oh, no, Ronnie, you mustn't try it. Something might happen.
Miss Trent's right, Ronnie.
But, Father, we're not sure about Jungle Jim and Mr. Veal. We haven't seen them since last night.
Oh, you don't think that they're still in the hut?
It's possible. We're just guessing that they escaped. If they're with Bhutan, they may be in trouble.
He'd kill them for sure after what's happened.
We know that there are only one or two men with Bhutan. If we run from the jungle, keeping his hut between us and the native quarters, we could surprise him without his men knowing.
Ronnie, boy, I'm with you.
Oh, no, please don't go. I don't want anything to happen to you, Ronnie.
Nothing will happen, Myra. This is our chance, and we've got to take it.
Bhutan would kill you.
For Jim and Misty Veal's sake, we've got to try it, Miss Trent. I hadn't thought that they might be there.
Well, then I'm going with you.
No, Myra, you've got to stay here. I couldn't let you take a chance like that.
Oh, but Ronnie...
Listen to me, Myra. Father and I need you here. The camp's practically deserted, but if anything should happen, you're the only one who knows where Jungle Jim's cave is located.
He's right, Miss Trent.
We'll attempt to capture Bhutan. You stay here and watch. If anything happens, or if we fail to return to you in half an hour, see if you can locate either Jungle Jim or Mr. Breed.
Oh, Ronnie, I can't let you go. Please,
You've got to be brave, Myra. Just a little while longer. Then perhaps... Well, we'll talk it over when I get back. You'll do as I ask, won't you?
Yes.
That's a good girl. Now, Father, I think we ought to start.
I'm ready, boy. We can run straight from here to the hut.
Right. The grass will protect us for half the distance.
Right.
You ready?
Oh, do be careful, please, Ronnie. If anything should happen to you...
Nothing will. Goodbye for a few minutes, Myra, dear. Come on, Father.
I'm with you.
There's no one around.
We'll make it all right. We'll run directly to the hut and crouch against the side.
Blimey, boy. We've made it. I don't hear a soul. Ronnie, Bhutan and his men must be in one of the back rooms. Come on, we'll try that door.
Careful, Father. Let me go ahead.
Right.
If there should be a native guard there, he'd recognize me. Wait.
It's unlocked.
I don't see anyone.
Go ahead, boy.
Throw up your hands.
Where are you, Bhutan?
Drop your guns. Your covers from all sides.
It's no use, Father. We've walked into a trap.
So, Mr. Hawkins, you and your son walked into my little trap.
You yellow rat.
I thought that if my men kept out of sight and watched through the window, you or Jungle Jim Bradley would come back to visit me.
Hell, you've got Ronnie and me, Bhutan, but you haven't got Jungle Jim yet.
His time is coming, Mr. Hawkins. Your son seems quite different from the man who worked for me.
I'll never work for you again, Bhutan.
You are quite right, Dr. Hawkins.
Bhutan, there's no use of you making prisoners of us. You're through and you know it.
You are right in one respect, Ancient One. I have no intention of making you my prisoners. I am about to go on a trip, and it would be impossible to take you.
You mean you're running out, you yellow rat?
Perhaps. But you and your son are not to go with me. Seize them, men.
Keep away.
Touch your dirty hands off me.
Oh, don't struggle, Father. That's no use.
You have grown wise, Tiger. Take them outside, slave.
What are you going to do, Bhutan?
I believe I told you that I had no room for prisoners, Mr. Hawkins. You and your son are about to die.
Meanwhile, in Mandalay, many miles to the south of the Tiger Claw territory, Colonel Scott of the British Army enters his office.
Good morning, Colonel. I've been waiting for you, sir.
Is there anything wrong, Rogers?
Captain Carstairs is calling by a short wave from Upper Burma, sir.
Carstairs, eh? Good. This may be the message I've been waiting for. If you can get him immediately.
Yes, sir. I'm all ready. If you'll sit here by the microphone, I'll get Captain Carstairs at once.
Of course.
P-21 official Mandalay calling Captain Carstairs. P-21 official Mandalay calling Captain Carstairs. Come in, please.
This is Captain Carstairs speaking. Is Colonel Scott ready to talk?
He's ready, sir. Just a moment. Let me go ahead, sir.
This is Colonel Scott speaking, Captain. What have you to report?
Operative 19 has forwarded the evidence we need to move against Prince Bhutan and the Tiger Claw smuggling ring. She and her party are in desperate circumstances.
Hello, hello. Are you there, Carstairs?
We've lost contact, sir. The radio transmitter which Captain Carstairs is using is a small portable outfit of low power.
Yes, I know. See if you can get him back immediately. This is important.
Yes, sir. P-21 official Mandalay calling Captain Carstairs. Come in, please.
He doesn't seem to answer.
Well, it may take a few minutes, sir.
No, keep trying. This is extremely important. As soon as you get him, call me. I'll be in my office.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello, are you there? Give me Flight F headquarters immediately. Flight F, this is Colonel Scott speaking. I want you to prepare to take off at once with 4 bombing planes and 6 scouts. Yes, that's right. Have the planes put on the line and warmed up. They're to be stocked with provisions and petrol for a flight into Upper Burma. The flight will be under the command of Lieutenant Rogers of my office. That is all. You will await further orders from me.
Colonel Scott, I am ready with Captain Carstairs again, sir.
Oh, good. Lieutenant, you will be ready to take off for Upper Burma as soon as I have finished talking.
Yes, sir. Captain Carstairs is ready now, sir. He's standing by.
Hello, Mandalay. Hello, Mandalay.
Go right ahead, Colonel Scott.
This is Colonel Scott speaking. Proceed with your report.
I repeat, Colonel Scott, Operative 19 has sent me all the evidence we need to proceed against Prince Bhutan and his outlaw. Operative 19 and her party are now Bhutan's prisoners, as are also 2 other British subjects and 2 Americans. Unless we get help to them immediately, I'm afraid they will meet the same fate all others have met.
Carstairs, are you at your camp?
That is correct, sir. I am reporting for orders.
Have the native patrol under your command proceed through Dumba Pass immediately. Stand by at your camp. I'm sending you Flight F under the command of Lieutenant Rogers. Do you understand?
Flight F under Rogers is coming. I am to stand by.
That is correct. You are in command. Bhutan must be brought in immediately to face government charges. That is all. Carry on. Lieutenant Rogers.
Yes, sir.
You are to leave immediately. I've already ordered Flight F to be ready to take off. You're to fly to Upper Burma and report to Captain Carstairs at his base.
Yes, sir. There are no other orders.
Carstairs will take command when you arrive. You're to capture the Tiger's Claw Band and their leader, Bhutan. That is all. I will come with you onto the field.
I will fly with the scout planes and pick up Captain Carstairs. The bombers will follow behind and go directly to Dumba Pass and await us there.
You know what you're to do?
Yes, sir. This is my plane, sir.
Remember, Lieutenant, I want Prince Bhutan brought back alive, if possible.
Yes, sir. Alive, if possible.
Carry on.
Later in the morning, Shanghai Lil and Jungle Jim Bradley make their way cautiously through the jungle a mile or two from Bhutan's camp.
How much further is it to this cave of yours, Jim?
We're getting near, Lil.
Are you sure that Bhutan's men don't know where it is? You've got everyone out this morning looking for us.
We'll be safe enough once we get there. Wait, Lil. I heard someone.
You're right, Jim. Probably two natives. Bhutan's got them traveling in pairs.
They're coming.
Look. It's your girlfriend, Myra Chen.
You're right, Lil, and she's alone. Myra.
Jim, where are you?
Over here, Myra. Come on, Lil.
Go meet her yourself. I don't want to see her. Oh, Jim, I've been looking all over for your cave. I got lost.
Lil and I are just on my way there. Lil.
Don't mind me. You two lovers. Go on ahead.
Come on, Myra.
No, Jim. Mr. Veal doesn't understand. We might just as well get it straight right now.
Listen, friend, I've heard all I want to from you. You're in love with Jim. You've got him wound round your little finger. It's all right with me, but just keep out of my way. That's all I ask.
Lil, snap out of it, will you?
I know what I'm doing. If I'm wrong, sue me.
You are wrong. So wrong it isn't even funny. I'm not in love with Jungle Jim.
What?
It's Ronnie. Ronnie, do you understand? And you've got to help him.
You mean you love Ronnie Hawkins?
Of course I do. I've loved him ever since the first day I saw him. I took care of him while he was shell-shocked and sick. Oh, now you've got to help. You've got to. I'm not going to lose him now.
Myra, what's happened?
Ronnie and his father went into Bhutan's camp, and they didn't come out again. Oh, he'll kill them. I know he will.
They're not in their cells?
No. I took the key there last night. We got guns to help you and Jim, but you escaped while we were circling the camp.
Go on.
Ronnie, Mr. Hawkins, and I watched the camp from the edge of the jungle all night. Bhutan sent out a searching party, but we weren't sure that you and Mr. Veal had gotten away.
We left when Bhutan's men were trying to smoke us out. You couldn't have seen us.
Ronnie thought that perhaps you were still in the hut, that perhaps you were prisoners. This morning the camp looked deserted, so Ronnie and his father went into the hut. They were going to try and take Bhutan prisoner.
You didn't see them after that.
They walked right into a trap, Lil. Bhutan probably thought that we'd come back.
They told me to wait half an hour for them, and if they didn't return, to come to you, Jim.
Did you wait?
No. Right after they went in the hut, I heard Bhutan laugh, and I knew they'd been caught.
Jim, what are you going
to
do?
You're going to take Myra to my cave, Lil. It's about a quarter of a mile to your left.
Are you going back to the camp?
I'm going to give Bhutan the surprise of his life. He's going to have another visitor. Only this time, he won't laugh.
What does Jungle Jim Bradley intend to do? Have Peter Hawkins and Ronnie been killed by Bhutan? Will Captain Carstairs and the Royal Air Force arrive before Bhutan breaks camp and leaves for China? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jigs and Maggie, Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.